This is KCUR 89.3. It's Election Day, which has some of us thinking about those times in our childhood when we ran for office or managed our best friend's campaign. Things were simpler back then. Or were they? One undecided voter considers the parallels between the 2016 election and her own run for the highest office at Bryant Elementary School in Brookside, way back in the day.
1991? I'm old. Yeah, 1991, fifth grade. My name is Anna Cole. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. I was running for class president against a girl who shall remain nameless. We lived in the same neighborhood, and she was the cool girl, and I was like a dork. We were rivals in Girl Scouts, rivals at church camp. Since we were little, we were rivals. I was kind of a high-achieving kid anyway. I was always student council, and I did win sergeant at arms the year before, but I wanted to be president. I really wanted to win, and I really wanted to win against her. Yeah, I remember my campaign. There were posters that we handmade out of puffy paint, and I also spent countless hours really with little index cards, handing them out as like flyers. We even called students. One was to a boy that I had a crush on, and he told me he didn't care enough to have the phone on me. It was really tragic. I didn't give up on him, though. We also gave speeches, you know. I have no idea what I talked about in fifth grade. I'm sure it was some promises about more recess or something. Even that was not that we needed a longer recess, but that I knew they would like if we had a longer recess. I think from the beginning, it was more about power and popularity and control than the issues. The election, of course I remember that day. I remember being dressed to win. I had a favorite shirt. It was red with Mickey Mouse on it. And I wore it because I thought I looked super cute. I also wore a headband because Hillary Clinton wore headbands. I remember casting my own vote, and I did vote for myself. And then we waited, and we waited, and we waited, and it was taking way longer to count the votes because my mother was arguing about who was counting the vote, which was the mother of my opponent. They made an announcement over the PA system. I ended up losing by 2 votes. School let out. I walked out, and there were the school buses lined up in front, and they were all chanting. 2 of them had my signs, like, and they had them out the bus window, going, Anna, Anna. What's interesting to me is that the silliness is still, particularly in my opinion, in this election, very much there. So that there's definitely a parallel to my fifth grade election. The name calling and mudslinging and not really discussing issues per se, just sort of pandering to the views and fears of the masses on either side and not really fixing any problems. It's childish and dangerous at the same time because it's not fifth grade. It's the United States of America. So it's the real deal. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, well, you might find.